Listening to episode number 1791 of the Who Cares News for Monday, August 3rd, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Well, hello there.
God, long
Mr.
time
birthday
no see.
Boy.
It's not my birthday.
Well, it's the station's birthday. I know.
We weren't here on Saturday. We were here on Saturday ring in the new birthday year, I guess.
Yes.
I don't know what else you would call it. But I want to know who left the cake over there half eaten and didn't throw away. I got to get on the janitor around here. Look at that. It's on. I hate that. Somebody didn't clean up around here and they half drank champagne and man. I guess
you looked in the mirror this morning?
I know, right. I guess I'm that guy. Hey, today is National White Wine Day. I don't know if you know
okay.
that or not. 10 biggest mistakes people make with wine, especially white wine. Pretending you know sophisticated terms to describe how wine tastes.
Oh, don't you love it?
Trying to use a corkscrew on a twist-off cap. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Drink it straight out of the bottle. Is that a mistake?
I'm not seeing the problem with that.
How about adding lemonade or Coke to the wine to water it down? Or putting ice cubes in white wine?
No.
How about filling a wine glass to the very top? I don't see there's anything wrong with that one.
I mean, not in public.
Come on now. Serving white wine with red meat. I've seen people do that.
I think that's sort of okay.
How about mispronouncing the name of the wine you're ordering?
That is embarrassing.
Yeah. Got a couple more. Damaging the cork when you try to remove it, so you push the cork back into the wine.
I hate that.
And number one, holding the glass by the bulb and not the stem.
That's such a rookie mistake.
That's the biggest mistake in drinking wine.
And why is it? Because it warms the wine.
It warms the wine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when it's chilled. Yeah,
yep.
You got to swirl it. You got to sniff it.
I've mentioned this before, but do you remember those big old Big Gulp straws? The super big gulp?
Yeah.
They were enormously tall. They would fit in a Tickle Pink bottle.
That's not real wine.
Hello.
Drinking a little white wine on National White Wine Day is probably not a bad mistake. That's a mistake to do. I don't want to be right.
Hey, it's White Wine Day. You're supposed to drink white wine today.
It's a little early for me yet. I'm a little early.
Put some, what is it? You put like stuff in it. That's why they have Bloody Marys, is so people can drink in the morning.
Well, that's true.
And there's that drink called the Tequila Sunrise.
Yeah, you're right.
And a Peach Bellini and a
Mimosa. Why aren't we drinking yet? That's what I want to know. All right, it's time for the Who Cares News on National White Wine Day. What's going on?
So I'll fall asleep at my day job.
Yeah.
It hit, not that I don't anyway. It hit the fan over the weekend
you
after
said
Ellen.
That and I didn't. Anyway. All right.
What's going on? This all happened after Ellen came out with an apology to staffers.
I see what you did there on the came out. That's pretty good.
Over the investigation that she and Warner Brothers conducted to get to the bottom of the allegedly abusive work environment. But in a normal work environment, if you are accused of something, you are not part of the investigation, no matter who you are.
You know, that's true, huh?
Yeah.
You probably shouldn't have been on that list of people.
No.
Yeah, no, no.
Nope. No, no. Because that just looks like it's, you know, not right. All right. Now, some Hollywood stars are coming out and alluding to the fact that the meanness starts at the top.
Yeah. Speaking of starting at the top.
Brad Garrett and Leah Thompson tweeted that it's well known that Ellen is not the easiest person to work for.
Huh.
Okay,
like
so,
we didn't know
that's
that,
a revolution.
We
kind
said
of.
That.
The plot, yeah, the plot thickened over the weekend.
Oh, it did.
It did.
What happened?
According to the Daily Mail, Ellen was so upset over the accusations that she's reportedly ready to quit the show.
Oh, come on. I don't buy that. That's crap. Oh, are you kidding me? She's not going to quit that show. So she wants to quit because Brad Garrett, of all people, come on. D-lister. Leah Thompson, who I adore, but come on, Leah. Probably she's on that B or C list. You know, accuse Ellen of being a meanie. I mean,
well,
whatever.
One of the executive
not
producers,
the only ones.
One of the executive producers that wasn't fired, Andy Lasser, says that it's BS.
Yeah, I buy that.
He says Ellen's not about to quit the show.
Oh, hell no.
So meanwhile, the other exec producer, Kevin Lindman, he has been dismissed. And has been accused of alleged sexual misconduct and abuse.
Really? Wow.
And the gossip mill continues today.
Oh, what's going on today?
So this is how far-fetched it gets. Ready?
I'm ready.
James Corden is considering replacing Ellen.
Oh, come on. Oh, this is such BS.
It is.
We're going to change this to the BS news. That's just crap. He's got his own gig.
He's got his own gig and he's successful at it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I know it's late night, but it's like.
He still does okay.
Maybe he would. Anyway. Well, I love Ellen as the Ellen that we see on TV. I love what she stands for.
Right.
And the fact that she's been brave enough about her lifestyle, that's great.
Yes.
But if she's a mean person in real life, I'm done with her. I'm done with her, I say.
You're done with her?
I'm done.
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 Ellen, you've been served. You've been put on notice.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
You know what?
What?
Zac Efron. He is formulating a plan to escape from Los Angeles.
Oh, really?
Yep.
A lot of people do.
I know, right?
They go to Montana or something.
No, he's not going to Montana. He's not going north.
Like somebody named Kanye. No, he's not.
That's
where's
Wyoming.
Where's he going? Oh, he's in Wyoming. See, I always confuse Montana and Wyoming. I have a cousin who lives in Wyoming. Anyway.
Anyway.
I do.
Okay, so we'll We'll move on from your geography issues.
Yes, I don't take the brown questions. I don't.
That's right. He's got his eyes set on a big move down under.
Oh, really?
Really.
Go hang out with.
You know what? It's not fair.
Why is it not fair?
They've got the Hemsworths.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
They've got Keith Urban.
Yeah, that's true.
And now they're going to get Zac Efron.
All the good
lookers. Well, they got Matt Damon.
Yeah, but he's not as... I don't consider him a sex symbol.
No, like the other ones.
It's not like they got Brad Pitt.
They like the Hemsworth.
Like Chris and Liam.
Not Liam. Chris. Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah. There you go.
And Keith Urban. All right, so now Zac Efron. So sources with direct knowledge tell TMZ, so it must be true, that Zac plans on listing his L.A. area home in the very near future, and he wants to move full-time to the Byron Bay area of Australia.
I think it's where all the stars live. Yep, going to be neighbors with Chris and Matt. Yeah, well, good for him.
I guess
that's true.
You know, sources say that old Zac, he's burnt out living in and around Hollywood.
Well, okay.
Isn't he too young to get burned out?
I don't know. Remember, he's already been to rehab. So,
oh, that's true.
Yeah, he was kind of a mess here a few years ago.
This is true.
You forget, you know, we've been doing this for 8 years, so it's
I just think about how hot he is. That's about it.
That's about all. Right, okay.
Yeah.
Kind of like me and Halle Berry. All right, that's it for us today, the Halle Berry and Zac Efron show. Back with you tomorrow with more frivolity. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.